campaign. Can she separate real legitimate questions from reporters or from the public from what is clearly going to continue to be a Republican witch hunt for her?
Just very quickly, Matthew Dowd, one of the things that came up today was the question about money that the Clinton Foundation has taken from foreign countries that have treated women badly, in some cases abused women, countries like Saudi Arabia. Secretary Clinton answered by saying she, the foundation, have been very open about what they do. Where do you see that issue?
Well, I just wanted to clarify, I actually think that issue, Judy, that you're bringing up now is actually a bigger issue than the email issue. Is one, I'm an independent, so this isn't a Republican witch hunt, first. Secondly, the New York Times, no Republican newspaper, was the one that broke this story about this whole process, about the whole emails. But this idea that she walks around the world and claims that she says, I'm all for women's empowerment, I want women's rights, and I'm doing that, and I shouldn't say just claims, she is doing a lot. But simultaneously, the countries with the worst records on women's rights are giving large contributions to a foundation that she and her husband are part of is a huge problem.
Hillary Rosen, final comment.
One quick thing. First of all, the only reason we can even judge these countries is because of the total transparency of the Clinton Foundation. Unlike other foundations, they've listed all of their donors. Secondly, you know, Saudi Arabia is a good example. When Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State, she issued the most scathing report on Saudi Arabia's treatment of women that had ever been issued by the United States government, ever. And Saudi Arabia was a contributor to the Clinton Foundation. What she said today was, they know where I stand. It's not going to change me. It never has. It never will. If they want to give money to save people's lives in Africa or in Haiti, that's okay with me.